The following show is intended for a mature audience.
That is really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for March 30th, 2010. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, the girl downstairs, the burning of my loin, the baker refining cookies, and the tailor of armors, is Uncle Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elgin?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Just pretty good. All right. As a friendly reminder, if you want to get in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kitthecore.org. And yes, you can. And yes, you can now get the skits and parodies now that I do have the show page back up.
kitthecore.org/show.
And I do need to turn up our volume just a little bit. Just a moment here. Last week we were too loud. This week we're not loud enough. Let's see here. Recording by in level. Let's bring that up just a little bit. Testing.
Press the red button.
I don't want to press the red button. Red button is bad.
Blue button?
Okay, testing. One. Yeah, that looks a little bit better.
And how are you sure the red button's really the red button? I mean, the boys were up there playing off the buttons again today, you know? I caught them.
You're an evil, evil woman trying to blame the dwarf and cheese it on our technical issues.
But they were playing with the buttons!
The red candy-like buttons! Who can resist?
Well, apparently Cheez-It can't.
Now I think we're too loud. Hold on a second.
See? I swear, they're tinkering at the buttons up there again.
Yes, I need to turn me down and you up. Here we go. Let's bring yours up a little bit.
That's a first, guys. The man is actually turning the female's voice up.
Oh, I know. I need to hit mute on you, I think. Hey, look who just popped onto Skype.
I don't know.
It's Brenlow. I wonder if he wants to talk on the show.
God, don't rub it in, poor Del. No, Noah. His name is Noah now.
Noah? Oh, right.
Delmon is no longer Del. He's now Noah.
He's now Noah. He's going around Norrath collecting two of each animal.
Yes, he is. So far, he's got a swamp rat and a snake.
Of course, the rest of them are trying to kill him.
Yeah,
come on, we need two of you. The problem is, there are no female gnolls or orcs.
Have you ever looked?
I would assume.
Have you ever said, pardon me? Let me look under your skirt. Are you,
pardon me a moment. Would you be a male or female? Like Dwarf always says, "Have you got tits as a female?" But anyway, I digress.
You do.
Anyway, what's that?
You do digress, huh?
I digress. There we go. I think our levels are okay now. Pretty sure, anyway. But anyway, let's talk 18-0. WrestleMania was this weekend. We had Santania and Urson on. And The Undertaker has ended Shawn Michaels' career. Do you have any input on that?
Well, I'm glad The Undertaker's still going.
I'm pretty sure they're going to do a... they're going to do 20-0. I'm pretty sure they're going to do 20-0, and then he's going to retire. That's the way I see it.
I think so.
All right. Wow, that subject was so much enthusiasm behind that one. Wow. All right. One of these days, I'm going to contact someone in the WWE PR department, see if I can get somebody on the show.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, with my luck, I'll get the friggin' Miz or something like that.
Oh, no. Please, not him.
And then we'll just have to make donkey noises. That sucks. Anyway.
Yes, he does.
I have to check my friends list here for a second.
Well, let's hope the Miz is not on your friends list.
Oh, hell no. See her? No, I don't see her. Okay, well, I don't see her on. So we're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. We do have a birthday this week.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite little Faye, Skyheart.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as Sky Anna. And she's got a few other alts over there in the... the Fade Arc area. And apparently it's her birthday today, actually.
Today? I thought it was the other day.
No, I thought it was today, but I could be wrong. So we're going to go ahead and bring out the birthday trolls for Sky. Let me find it here first. I think this is it. Oh, it's yesterday. All right.
See? I thought it was yesterday.
Okay, well, Xanadi says it was yesterday, and she is on. I don't know if she's listening right now, but... Oh, there she is. That's Layla. So she is listening. So let's go ahead and bring out the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
All right, so happy birthday to our buddy Sky. She's in the channel as Layla right now. And I just got word back from Brenlow. He's not feeling up to coming on the show tonight. Apparently, he was homesick all day.
Ew.
Yeah, so Brenlow, feel better, buddy. We'll get you another time.
He needs halfling pie. Stat.
He needs Jum Jum, quick. Jum Jum. Okay, we have notes. So let's take a look at our notes here. I have notes, too.
Different from mine?
A little different from yours. Let me bring up my browser here. I'm actually making my notes public.
Well,
Facebook.com. And then you do a search for Jethel Silverwing.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of Brenlow, he did a post today on the EverQuest 2 forums in general gameplay discussion, talking about some of the upcoming things with the next update, which will probably be in May.
Mm-hmm.
And It's up to you. You want to go into discussing them, or?
Yeah, let me bring up your notes here. And let me take a drink, because my voice is starting to go dry again.
I need to make you tea.
Now, I think what it is, honestly, is that that Zero stuff I've been drinking. What's it called? Diet Right? Diet Right Zero, whatever the hell it is.
Diet Right shouldn't do that.
No, I don't know. It's ever since I've been drinking that, I've been having trouble with my voice.
Well, it's better than drinking all this diet soda with the aspartame in it.
I don't know.
Okay. At least that has Splenda.
Okay, so it looks like the updates are going to be coming up with the next big patch are going to be mostly streamlining and getting stuff running smooth.
They want to work. They're focusing on server performance, clearing up the database. That was Hrothgar's. That's Hrothgar's main project, I believe. I don't know if they ever implemented it, but they were supposed to be shutting down things like your home and guild halls if there was nobody in it after a certain period of time.
No, they never went ahead with that I know of.
Well, that might be one of the things they're going to be doing.
But then again, how would you know?
I thought they already did that, because I remember Hrothgar being in on the 1-9 channels. Checking to see how things were, but they're going to do more with the database, because they've been, you know, we've got apparently more people coming back with the expansion. We've got more items, of course, which is a strain on the database always.
Right.
So that's what they're looking at is more performance issues.
That and Shader 3.0, they're still working on that.
Yeah, they're trying to get it to run, have a better performance all the way across the board on all these different video cards. And they were getting it to work with all the different video cards, but the performance was dropping. So they're going back a bit and reworking stuff. And
that's one of the things that I've been playing around with now that I have a decent system. Is
the shader.
Yeah, I've been trying different settings on on the shadows and the shaders. As like, let's see, can I get it to work this way? You know, without too much lag, you know?
Yeah.
Because the shadows always seem to be a problem with performance, no matter what kind of system you have. Let's see. With the upcoming huge patch, Hollis.
Finally.
Hollis.
Well, it's going to be a starting city.
And they're
going
to have housing.
They've been working on the quest lines for that, getting them smoothed out and everything, and I say,
good for pushing it back. I say good for pushing it back. I'd rather see it come out right than have it be half-assed and have people complaining.
But still, no guild housing.
Right, no guild housing. I'm kind of hoping they come out with something new.
Yeah, well, me too.
I mean, you know,
want something new.
Right, I mean, you go to Nerriac or Gorowin, and it's going to be the Freeport version.
Yeah.
And the other ones are the Kinos version. I'm kind of hoping for something new, but we haven't really heard anything on it yet.
It should have been. Well, they probably just didn't have time or nothing. But, you know, at one point in time, I remember they weren't even going to have a tier one guild hall, except a remake of the five-room house. And God, I forgot which one of the devs did it, but they stayed extra and they
we'll see what happens.
Put that one together, so you know, maybe in time they will come up with some different ones for the, you know, if you go to Kelithin, I think there should be a different type of guild house there. But
I think a guild, yeah, I mean, exactly, if you go into Kelithin, they should have a guild house based on the acorn design.
Or something different. Just something different.
Right. I mean, I understand what they did. They did for ease.
Yes. To get them there.
And I understand that.
Hopefully they won't do that. I mean, that's probably why they're not having one in Hallis to start with.
Yeah, maybe they
all
are.
It would be a reworking of what they've already got. Or,
right.
You know, is Hallis is going to be a good zone, I guess.
Well, I would assume so. Either good or neutral. Because the good side doesn't really have a neutral a neutral city. Well, yeah, I suppose we do. Mazjul, I suppose, is kind of neutral. It's got its own faction.
It's its own faction, yeah. Yeah. Even, I wonder if they'd even someday put guild housing in Mazjul. Now that might be interesting. But, anyway.
Yeah. So let's see. Travel revamp. Looks like they're going to try to streamline the traveling where you don't have so many bells and spires and portals.
This is exactly what Brenlow says. Travel revamp. As we look at the system in game, one of the most deficient and illogical, in our opinion, is our current travel system. We use many mixed systems which often don't make sense. Some zones have bells, some have spirals, etc. So we are in the process of cleaning up all those for our next update. Mm-hmm. Expect more streamlined logical system that makes a lot more sense coming to Norath in the near future. Expect more details on the forum as they get closer to May. You know, my hope is I hope they don't get rid of the boats. I know a lot of people go, well, nobody uses them, but, you know.
No, don't get rid of the boats.
It.
I'm one of the guys that was pushing for them. Right, it has atmosphere. I mean, if you don't want to use them, don't use them.
Don't use them.
But if you're a hardcore role player and you want to take the time to travel, you'd want it as an option.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I like the options. I think we should have, you know, because when I'm out and about, I have my options of how am I going to get around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What am I closest to? Am I closest to a spire. Am I closest to a bell? Should I just call home? I've got mm-hmm. my worm generators, and then I've got my Stein of Recollection.
I mean, let's face it, from game launch to now, we went from no way to get around to now, God, I don't know which way to choose.
Yeah, so well, what do you think they're going to streamline? I mean, I can understand them maybe consolidating the bells.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's got water to it, access by water, you would get to it with a bell.
Well, that's pretty much what it is now.
Sort of.
But there are zones that have bells, spires, and druid portals all at the same time.
Well, let's see. What would be one that we could think of that has all three? I know that Butcher Block's got the bell. No, Butcher Block does not have the bells. Butcher Block has a boat and the druid portal.
The Thundering Steeps, I believe, has all three.
Where's the druid portal in TS then?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I mean, I may be wrong here, but is there? I can't think of where a druid portal is in Thundering Steps.
No, I could be wrong on that one. What? Jethel talking about something he has no clue about? Oh my God! Okay, well, anyway, that's something they're going to be working on.
Yeah, you know, True's reminding me we have a bell in the, it's an amenity that you can get. Well, we don't have it. You can get a bell to the Fade Arc or a bell to...
Oh, Mitharius is telling us that...
Kylon Plains has all three. Yes, right. I totally agree. They have a boat. They have a bell that goes to Tenemus Deep.
Yep.
They have druids and then the spiral. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have all three. Okay, so but yeah, they're going to be looking at that. They're going to be streamlining it. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
I just hope they don't hand people a thing and say, here you go, this will port you to anywhere in the world. Just open your map and point.
No. I don't think we should do that. There is one thing on the notes here that we were talking before we came on the air. Just skip down a little bit there. The new mounts that are going to be coming out.
Oh, well, you're skipping quite a bit.
Yeah, okay, let's just go ahead.
Stay back with what he's talking about here. The next thing he was talking about was the new storyteller system that they're doing. It's going to be a new UI element that tracks quests together in a meaningful way to tell a larger story, to show how the quests are linked together. And it's going to tie into the Golden Path, which is the way to level from zero to whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be pretty cool. I mean, that way in your guild, in your quest journal, if this is what I believe they're talking about, you could be on one quest and then it'll say, hey, you can do this one at the same time. Or when you get to the end of a line, it might tell you exactly where to go next.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's just supposed to tie into the ones you've already done.
What the hell
do I know? Have a better idea of why you're out killing 10 more rats or whatever.
I do got to say, that was kind of funny. First time up in the Sundered Frontier, like, oh my god, I haven't killed rats in years! I haven't been afraid to hunt a rat in years! These things are kicking my ass!
Big old nasty rats. Yeah, I thought that was pretty amusing.
Okay. Well, let me see here. One of the next things here is, we know that there are many concerns over the itemization and the Sentinel's fate, and we are already looking desirable and chase-worthy. What does that mean?
They're going to make them more desirable and chase-worthy, some of the items, instead of... I guess there's some that are being... I think they're talking about the drop stuff, possibly. I don't think maybe quest rewards, but it didn't say anything about that.
I was actually very impressed.
You more want to go after than, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, I was quite impressed, actually, with some of the quest results as far as the armor was concerned. If I didn't already have the Tier 1 Shadow Odyssey armor, I definitely would have gone for it. If that's what you're talking about.
Well, I just itemization, making it more desirable to go after.
They're going to be tweaking and updating battlegrounds.
Some more. Yeah, that's going to be an ongoing process, of course. They're supposed to be adding more battlegrounds to it. Mm. You know, my hope is that someday when they finally get it all ironed out and it's working fine, that they will go with the next stop, the next jump, which is exactly what WoW is doing, and allowing for inter-server groups.
Right.
In other words, if, like last night, when we were going down to the hole for that one instance for the Itzy business quest line, the start of the Bow of the Underfoot quest line. And, you know, let's say we couldn't find enough people, we could sign up for this and be put with other people, regardless of what server they're on, and we would have a full working group to do that. That sort of thing. That's what WoW does right now.
Yeah.
Not for general grouping, but instances.
Right.
But I would love to see that eventually. I mean, why should WoW have this and not us? You know? That's just... I'm hoping that's where they're going to go. And then they're also looking at eventually having an event each calendar month, providing more entertainment for us.
Well, we already have the Moonlight Enchantments and the City Fairs.
We have Moonlight Enchantments. We have the City Fairs, which is coming up here between the 1st and the 7th. The 1st being Thursday, I believe. Am I right? Because Wednesday is the 30th. Yeah.
Thursday. Oh, yeah. Then we get to see where the fair is going to be. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, something that goes on for the entire month, like... You know, we've had Bristlebane Day, we've had Brew Day. You know, I think what they're looking at is each month we have some sort of day, event or something, you know.
Chethel Silverwing's Traveling Brothel. Where will we be next?
I'm sure you'll be spreading out somewhere. Now you can go into the next one.
Okay. The next item on the list here is the Guild 90 status items. Mm-hmm. Mounts.
There's four of them.
The stats on these mounts look pretty damn good. The new one's going to have like 200 health and power, 60 speed. They're going to cost 40 plat and 800,000 status. My problem is... they're those damn flying discs. I don't want a flying disc.
Just like the ones you take from the launch pads up there now. There's
right.
Four different ones, and they're four different colors, but You know, I'm not impressed with that because my little flying gizmo that I tinkered is faster than that. See, where did I put this?
Yeah, the tinkered one is 68%.
Yeah, let me find it. I've got it somewhere in my stuff.
I mean, I don't want a flying disc. I don't want a flying carpet. I'm a role player, damn it. And if I'm going to have a mount, and if the speeds are going up to 60%, which is, well, I can run at 73%, but that's besides the point. But if I'm going to get a high-end mount or something like that, I want it to be a damn horse.
Well, I mean, this is faster than those things, but it has no stats. And the thing is, I like this, and I always will until I can find something better. It's got wonderful stats on it. It's extremely fast. And I still think it's the best mount in the game so far, except for what you can get dropped. Now, there's other mounts that you can get dropped from some of the instances off the mobs and stuff, the boss mobs. I don't know what they look like, or what they are, but that's what I've been told.
Hmm.
Yeah, and of course there's the cats, but, you know, I even bought the collector's edition just to have the cat, and I have not redeemed it.
I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah.
The head looks weird, man.
Oh, it looks fine when it gets all the armor on it, but when it doesn't, it looks like it's, you know, half asleep.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Something wrong with those eyes, I don't know. Yeah, the shape of the body is kind of weird. Until it gets its armor on, and it's okay, you know? Which is probably the trade-off between having it look good without the armor on and the armor looking like crap when they finally get it on, or going with the final product. So, I didn't know. And there's like, I want to say 4 new paintings. And they're ones I'd like to get. They're pretty good.
Did he have pictures of them?
Hmm?
Were there pictures of them?
They're on the city merchant. You can go look at them.
Oh, they are now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go check that out then.
They're on there now.
All right, see what we got. You know me, I do like paintings.
And then there's one new title, something cartographer.
Cartographer?
Yeah, Unitarian cartographer or something like that. It's okay.
Did I ever tell you the cartography skill that I wish they would have implemented?
What?
Okay, remember having to train up your
head sensing?
Heading.
You are facing north. You think you're facing north.
You
yes.
are facing north. You think you're facing north. You have no idea where you are.
North, yes.
But what I thought would be a great skill would be cartography. I thought about this back in EverQuest 1. Cartography. What is cartography? Well, this would take a long time to do. Well, not really a long time. But let's say you're sitting here. I'm at the corner right now in South Kinos. Right next to the doorway that leads to the Wizard Spire. The Mage Tower, that is.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm on that. I hit the button to train on cartography. Boom. It like updates my map for like for whatever distance I can see. Now I go around the corner to where I couldn't see, hit it again, and that's the way you would update your map. But you know, it automatically updates your map now.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking was that would be a great skill. You know, update your map, but you actually would have to hit the button to do it.
Well, sort of in the, it was never a skill, but there was lots of spots on the map in the past that were dark that would not reveal themselves until you went through that area, and then everything within a certain radius of you appeared on your map as you went through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the shaded areas are still there or not.
All right, let's see if I can
find a shaded area in a long time, so I'm running my map, so don't think so.
Ah, there's one of the new ones.
What?
The Advance of Rhyme. Let me link this in the channel.
What, the picture?
Yep, that's a new painting.
Yeah.
see what else.
I think that's pretty. Keep going. I want all the new ones. They're really good photographs. I like those.
I gotta find it. I have to find them here. Hold on. Let me just sort by price. Should be the new ones.
True Flight's telling me that there is still shaded areas on the map.
Okay. Yeah, the Altarian Cartographer is the new one there. Let's see. Okay, this one requires guild level 90.
Yeah.
This is Benicor's Reign.
Yeah, that one's a cool one. Show that one.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
This one
I have
here,
a screenshot of him, too.
Here is Shattered Dawn, which is a new one. Let me link that.
That's of...
Plane of Sky.
Plane of Sky. I'm not sure which island that is. I'm pretty sure some people would look at that and go, I know where that's at, but I love its cool picture of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Luckland, what's left of Luckland in the background.
And here's another one here. The Legacy of Kern, which is, and it's that spirit dragon outside of Kern's Tower.
Yeah. Going back to the Vance of the Rhine, for those of, that might be just be listening in. It's a picture of the water dragons yanking the floating iceberg out there in past the Field of Bones in Kunark, which I always think is cool. I loved it when you go out there and look at it.
Yeah, well, I don't see anything else new, so I think that's it.
That's it.
So there are four new...
The other one is Kern's Tower in the Field of Bones.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they've got it set up. It's looking from the dragon out there.
We have a new dragon statue. Let me take a look at
that. I think Trachanon's been there before.
No, I'm not talking about Trachanon.
Oh, what's the other one I missed then?
Elaborate dragon statue. Must have guild level 90. Let me link that.
There I missed go. That one.
That looks pretty cool. Dragon laying down. Or about to munch on someone, depending on how you want to look at it.
I wonder which dragon that is.
Don't know.
No, it's sort of like, you know, it's on its feet, and it's sort of leaning over to bite something, sort of. I don't know which dragon that is.
Don't know, I haven't seen him.
But it's cool.
And I don't see anything else, really.
How much is that one? Because I know Trachanon is like 5 million.
This one is 5 million. Oh my god. This one is 7 million. 7,020,100 status.
Wow.
And 8 plat.
Oh, that's nothing. God, the status is. Well, really, the way status rolls in, let's see how much am I up to again.
I've only got.
I have 2,000 or 2 million again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take that long to get that much faction or status up.
Well, especially when you're doing like the trade skill writs and stuff like that, trying to level.
Trade skill writs, if you do at least a couple writs a day, it doesn't take you that long, honestly.
Okay, well, I don't see anything else new on the status merchant, so that's that. So let's see, what else we have in the notes here. Anything else in the notes?
Oh, there's lots of notes.
Notes.
A lot of people would like to see more bank slots.
Mm-hmm.
At level 90, you get 5 more amenities. But, some bank slots would have been nice. We haven't had new bank slots since, what? I think 60 was the last time we added up with any new bank slots.
I'm not sure. Let's see, so Bristlebane Day starts when?
Today.
Oh, it's today? I thought it would be tomorrow, the 1st.
No, the 1st isn't until Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
But Bristlebane Day is going on now.
All right.
Denmom has an excellent write-up over at her site.
Of course she does.
EQ2.EQTraders.com.
Yep.
And there's another thing Denmom is doing. She is starting a calendar. A trade skill type calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I've been using it quite a bit, especially if you're looking for which crafting instances going on at the time being. Like, Crema just got her signature quest she's supposed to do. And tomorrow would be the portal repairs, which she needs to get into to get the update to her quest.
Mm.
She's got Bristlebane Day there. She's got Moonlight Enchantments marked. The city festival and where which city it's at, you know. See what she's got for April. I was talking to her, and she spent a couple hours updating this. So you can take a look and see that how long when Bristlebane Day runs, when's the city festival, a reminder when Moonlight Enchantments come up, a reminder to go do your pineal, you know, daily crafting, you know, type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the crafting instances, which one is up at the time being. So I love her calendar. It is great.
All right. So always check out Den Mom's site. We all love Den Mom. She does a great job. She does it all for you. She doesn't get paid for this stuff. She does it all for you.
Yeah, and I'm being prompted to say that make sure you do your Karen crafting, Craftkeeper quests before trying to update your crafting signature quest.
Okay.
I thought you couldn't get it until you were done with all the, with the whole line anyway. But make sure all your Karen stuff's done. Might be a bug. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, anyway, Bristlebane Day is upon us. There's going to be, there's crafting this year. Now, there's two types of crafting going on. Well, there's normal, let me find one of them. There's, I'm out here in Antonica harvesting anyway right now. Jester Gardens, they're the bushy things that sparkle. And from them you get weird things like some halfling stilts, and high elf funny bones, and erudite scalps, not scalps, hair toupees, piece. Hair pieces. Yes, now we know why they're all bald.
Oh,
all their hair pieces are scattered out all over the place.
Ogre tutus.
Ogre tutus and I can't even say this. It's a headed coin. Yeah, what is that? How do you say that?
Headed coin? I guess.
So anyway, you have all these, and of course at your local crafting spot like in North Kinos, I think the Freeport one is in West Freeport, you know, the main crafting place. There's a place that there's a crafter person, what do they call them? Bristlebane Day merchant that will sell you a recipe book called Perfectly Serious Items to Craft. Okay. And you can find these bushes in Antonica, Commonlands, Darklight Wood, TD, Tenebut, Tomorrow's Deep, and Greater Faridark, and they'll give you the raw materials. Now, come April 1st, there will be Jester's Superior Gardens appearing in Enchanted Lands.
Ooh.
They will not only yield the Bristlebane items, but they will also spew out Brooday items or Night of the Dead items and even Frostfell items.
Oh.
They were only going to be available April 1st. They're also going to be Frostfell trade skill stations. There's going to be two locations. One is going to be in Enchanted Lands. The other one's going to be at the Sinking Sand Air Docks, Airship Dock. And there will be a fuel merchants for the Frostfell stuff. So this is going to be one day only that you'll get all the extra stuff. And only off of Superior Gardens. Jester's Superior Gardens in Enchanted Lands. So this will give you a chance to stockpile up on previous crafting event items or make some of those Frostfell items that you didn't quite get a chance to.
Now, wait a minute. How can we make the Frostfell items? You have to be in the Frostfell instance in order to make them.
No, I said Frostfell trade skill stations are going to be located in Enchanted Lands and Sinking Sands at the airship docks.
Now, see, I was just telling Tamriel and Urithul, I have a hard time talking in-game and listening into the, paying attention to the show at the same time. So there we go. Okay, so we got that going on.
And there is a...
A thing?
Yeah, there's a special crafting...
Thingy
that happens to you. God, I thought I put that in the notes. There is a Grand Prankster Mischief crafting event, which has neat effects, and it'll give you a random item. There is a picture of it over on Zam. We could put that in a link on Kithacor if you want. But there's like these question marks show up all around you. The random items that so far have been recorded, at least off of over on test when they were doing it, was like a glittering temptation or that loincloth in impervious beauty. You don't know what you will get. And then, of course, let's see. The quests are all the same. They've got the radical quest. Is
Rachel?
It Rachel?
Rachel.
Whatever. Let's go hunt rats. And the scavenger hunt, which you cannot... You do it, but you can't complete it because it asks you to find some weird stuff that just is not around.
Okay.
Then there's the tin metal protection, which is back. You start those in Antonica outside the South Gates. In the Common Lands, I'm not sure where. Darklight Woods and Greater Faedark. And eventually you will get to meet Bristlebane. These aren't repeatable. So if you've done them before, you can't do those again. At least the tin metal protection. The shiny collections are back too. But if you did it last year, you cannot do it. But there is a new quest, and it will be on the 1st.
Alrighty.
Only. It's called Riddle Throughout the Land, and it is reported to being a nice tribute to Gary... How do you say his last name?
Gygax.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Okay. And just in case you're wondering, the Grand Prankster is in Antonica, just outside... Just outside the South Kinos thingies.
What? Yeah, but you can only see him after you've done the other quests.
Yes. There he is. I'm standing right in front of him.
Anybody else, if you head out there, you have not done any of the Bristlebane Day quests, you will not see him. You will see a guy standing out there with the tents.
Just a dude. He's just hanging.
Of course.
And for some odd reason, there is just a swarm of Sparrowhawks. The level 10 birds?
Yeah.
He is freaking surrounded by them.
I don't know. Maybe he's handing out, birdseed or something?
I don't know. You know that Bristlebane, he likes having bologna in his shoes because he likes to feel funny.
Oh, God. So I'm out here on Talonica harvesting Jester Gardens. They're just all over the place. All
right. Well, I'm out here, too. That's what I was going to try to do while I was out here. But you apparently seem to be stealing them all!
I have my own special spot. Go find your own.
I will find your special spot, and I will diddle it. No, wait. That's not what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the bushes. Oh. Not that bush, either.
We're finding your special spot to catch the bush. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an adult warning at the top of the show. If you didn't hear it, you're out of luck. Can't sue me now. All complaints can be registered at eqtuesday.com and blame Delmon.
Who is now called Noah.
Noah. He's going
to... I feel sorry for Delmon. I'm glad he's okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw a radar image of the storm that passed over New England today. Holy crap. Massachusetts got hammered.
And not in the good way, eh?
Not in the good way. And, yeah, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, they were evacuating cities in Rhode Island.
Wow.
The flooding was so bad.
You would think, you know, I don't think of that back there to be anything that would hold water for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, that's the problem. Well, the thing was, you know, they had big snow this year. And then it warmed up. And then it started to rain. So we have melting big snow and downpours. That doesn't make for a great combination. Yay, I found a Jester's garden. I'd like to be on Antonica's trees looking for a Jester's garden in the shade.
Yeah, Phantasma from Vagabond Nights is out here now.
No, they're my bushes. You leave them alone.
That's okay. I can tighten up my circle of. They respond pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would not be wanting to find these in Enchanted Land because that is where everybody's going right now. That's where you get one of your quests at the docks of Enchanted Land. So if you've never done the Bristlebane Day quest, there's two spots to go look at. You know, one is right outside your hometown, and the other one is on the docks of Enchanted Land to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I still need to go buy my recipes for this stuff. There's some really nice items this time. I like the hanging jugs.
Hanging what?
Hanging jugs.
Hanging jugs. Okay.
Yes. There's hanging jugs. So you can hang your jugs on the wall and people can come in and go, wow, you got some mighty fine jugs hanging there.
Yep.
Yep.
Remember, you can only get your hanging jugs if you go out and trim the bush.
You got to go out and pluck the bush.
Kind of hurts, doesn't it?
Harvest the bush. Get your hair pieces and halfling stilts. And high elf funny bones. That's why they don't laugh very often. It's because Bristlebane has all their funny bones.
Hmm. We do have a death to announce, actually.
Oh?
Robert Culp, who was an actor who was in Everybody Loves Raymond. He was also an I Spy opposite Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And the FBI guy from The Greatest American Hero.
Oh.
He died last week.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Died last week.
Kissed to death? Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Where the hell am I going? I can't remember what I was doing.
You're after bushes.
No, I was going to check out something else. Damn it.
Oh, fine.
Now I don't remember. Shoot.
Is it better, bigger than a red box?
I'm not sure. If I remember, I would know. But anyway. Alright, we're going to do that one. Got to line up some music time here.
So what level are you now?
80... Almost 89.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm 2 golds away from 89.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't want to ding to 90 until I at least get 89, huh?
Yeah, I already hit 89 the other day, and I don't know how.
Yeah, just go ahead. You're going to beat me to it anyway.
I hope not. I mean, I'm not that far into it. Well, maybe I am halfway through.
See how you are.
On purpose, hon. I just do quests. I'm still working with the Deep Water Knights. That's about all I'm down to. That and, I'm trying to, I'm sorry, we're stuck now as far as the, Bow the Underfoot quest line.
Yeah.
And I'm
still working. Get a group. God, we went down there last. Whoa, we got our asses handed to us.
We were doing fine until we hit the named.
No, we couldn't get to the named.
Like I said, we were doing fine until we got to the named. We couldn't even... The ones that we were taking out, you have to take out as part of the named area.
Then we were dead. Dead, 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 dead.
Can you say the name of the zone we were going into? Starts with a D.
Hold on a minute. Dimitrix.
Yeah.
Dimitrix Bastion. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
We have a ding.
We have a ding? Where?
In channel for me.
Oh. Clorny has apparently dinged level 90 monk. Congratulations, Clorny. Here's your ding. All right. We are going to take a music break, and we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. We'll have more wild speculation. Wild speculation, rumors running rampant.
Such as?
Who knows? I may even sing. Haven't sang on the show in a while, I just might. We will see. Anyway, we'll be back. Okay, and we are back, and the music you're hearing there in the background is from Repo, the Genetic Opera. You saw that again for the second or third time over the weekend, just before WrestleMania.
It was the second time for me.
And you wanted to talk about Repo when we came back on the air, so what do you have to say about it?
There's one part that keeps sticking in my mind.
You need to speak up.
I said there's one part of it that keeps sticking in my mind that I want to watch again.
Which one? What's that?
That's when Blind Meg goes to see Silo.
Mm-hmm.
And she projects the picture of her mom.
That is very cool.
They're singing. I love that part. I don't know why. I think it's called Chase the Morning.
I don't know.
Well, it's cool. I like that. The best part of the whole thing, I think.
And we do have to say a thank you to Vandu from the Kithacore server, who recommended the movie to us to begin with. So thank you for that. We do like it.
We're hooked. Yeah, I don't know why, but I can't get that out of my head.
Sarah Brightman.
You have to drag the
Sarah Brightman in a goth opera. You gotta love it.
Oh yeah. That, and I like the Brave Robber guy. He's cool.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very cool. Let me get his name up here. So
that still shocked me that was Paris Hilton in that thing. Yeah, Timmy Kitty Rep.
All right, just a second here. Enter the official site.
I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, you need to find it and watch it. Don't, because they've got a new one coming out called Repo Man.
Repo Men.
Yeah.
And it's a bastardization of the story.
Yeah.
But it is not Repo. So just be sure about that. Let's see here. Stage play, the film, the music. Let's go with the music and where to find the guy's name. Of course, one of the really annoying things about the Repo website is, of course, every time you hit something, you got blaring music coming at you. Okay, the guy who's the grave robber is Terrence, God, I'm going to butcher this name. Terrence, I'm just assuming it's Zunich.
They're saying like he's a German industrial musician.
Yeah, he is. He had quite a following, from what I understand. Oh, God, who's calling?
I don't know.
Says not available, therefore I'm not going to get it. Okay, well, it's Terrence Dunnage, and he's apparently an illustrator as well. He did the illustrations for the beginning of the movie.
Really? Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
I will link this website here, at least for the guy. Well, no, I'll just...
The first time you had me watch it, I just kind of sat there after and went, wow. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, but it was cool. And the second time we watched it, I got more into it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's repo-opera.com. Of course, it was a play before it was a film. And from what I understand from watching the special features from the DVD, was the stage play actually didn't have as many songs as the movie does. Well, they would like do one song, then have a narrator come out and tell you a little bit of the story. Then they move on to to the next feature song, and then have the narrator come back out. It was almost like the beginnings of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Well, yeah, this Repo has been called the merging of the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Blade Runner. But I like it. I think it's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, okay, admittedly, there are a few scenes in there that are not for the squeamish.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a story about a guy repossessing organs, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So you got to expect a little bit of blood in that. Actually, there really wasn't much in the way of blood, as it was just a bunch of organs.
Yeah.
So I recommend it. Elgin recommends it. I think Santania and Ursin can recommend it. Yes, the human puppet thing was kind of cool.
It's just the
thankless job.
Now was... it's a thankless job, like a mop.
Yeah, that was a little bit. When you first watched it, it was like, oh. But the second time, you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. I like it. I need to find the soundtrack to the movie. I've found the soundtrack to the stage play. It's not the same.
No, we'll have to find the soundtrack for the movies. I really like that one with Blind Meg in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to the site to look up the lyrics and stuff. That's not Meg supposedly singing at that point. That is Shiloh's dead mother.
Ooh.
Who's singing that part that sounds so cool.
It could very well be. I'm actually going to plug in my TV here.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it said. Heck.
Plugging in the TV.
We haven't seen Hot Tub Time Machine yet.
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, we'll rent it.
Just seems like one of those buddy movies that mostly you're going to appeal to an age range of about, 12 to 17.
We had a ding in the channel.
Ding 21? Okay. Cartier from the Befallen server. Congratulations. Let's get the ding going here. There we go. Whoop. It's telling me. Oh. Okay. The DVD's downstairs. Tell the boy to bring me the repo DVD.
Can you take him that repo out of the thing? He says it's down here somewhere.
Repo man.
Yeah, that part was pretty.
You gotta love it though. One of the opening scenes, where the grave robber's singing.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be hiding out from the cops. He's supposed to not get caught and stuff. It's like, and it's my job to steal and rob. Great! And then that he causes all these attention to himself. No, aren't you supposed to be, like, not causing attention to yourself? The hell, man?
He's having fun.
Yeah.
Because it's quick.
It's clean.
And it's pure.
But the song that always sticks in my head is the song they call Zytrek Anatomy.
Which one is that?
Zytrek is the drug that you use after you have your... See, the entire... they're claiming the entire civilization is hooked on cosmetic surgery. With these genetically produced...
Organs. Skin and bones and all sorts of stuff.
Evil man. And Zydrek is the drug. Zydrek is the drug that you take before and after surgery to help you with the pain. Zydrek Anatomy is actually billed as a kind of nursery rhyme to tell you, you know, to explain to you what the drug is and why it's so addictive. So, as soon as it lets me get to the menu, goddamn things.
Technical difficulties.
No, it's not technical difficulties. I just wasn't prepared to do this. Let's see.
Yeah, but are we ever?
No. What am I ever? See, so I've got my TV actually hooked up to the same thing as the mic is right now, so.
Oh, look at you. You're slick.
All right, let's see here. Choose scenes. I love Zydrek Anatomy. It's a great song. I'm going to play it. Let's see, I've got to find it here.
And I will say, the singing it is very well done. I was really shocked.
Oh, yeah, the singing's great.
It's got the guy from Buffy and the Vampire Slayer in it, the English guy that was all proper. I didn't know he could sing. I was like, oh, my God, he could sing.
Okay, so here it is. I'm going to turn off the background music here, and we're going to listen to Zydrek Anatomy. Let's see here. No, this is right from the DVD.
You?
17.
I had my first surgery when I was 13. And thanks to Z, I couldn't feel or remember a thing. A month later, I was turning tricks.
Drug market, sub market. Sometimes I wonder why I ever got in. Blood market, love market. Sometimes I wonder why they need me at all.
Zytrate comes in a little glass vial.
A little glass vial?
A little glass vial.
And the little glass vial goes into the gun like a battery. And the Zytrate gun goes somewhere against your anatomy. And when the gun goes off, it sparks and you're ready for surgery. Surgery.
Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother. Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you at all.
And Amber Sweet is addicted to the knife.
Addicted to the knife?
Addicted to the knife.
And addicted to the knife, she needs a little help with the agony.
Agony.
And a little help comes in a little glass vial and a gun pressed against her anatomy. And when the gun goes off, Miss Sweet is ready for a surgery. Surgery.
Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you at all.
It's what?
It's rare.
It takes you there.
It what?
It takes you there.
before the cut.
I can't do nothing at all. It's surgery. What?
Inside.
Hey, that's a climax song.
Who did that?
So you think you got hearts? So you think you got balls? So you think Matt can sing?
I don't think nothing at all.
So you think Mag has pikes? Well, it's my turn to shine. When the Repo Man strikes!
What are you talking about?
Mag's contract's got some mighty fine print.
Some mighty fine print?
And that mighty fine print puts Mag in a mighty fine predicament. If Mag up and splits, her eyes are forfeit. And if Gene Cohen Roddy's, so will it. Then a Repo Man will come and she'll pay for that surgery. 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 Surgery.
Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery. Surgery.
Sir, we have Amber. We're bringing her in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to admit, that is a catchy song.
Yeah, that is good. But yeah, I like Blind Meg the best.
Well, of course. Well, that's, you know, that's Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, well, can I say?
You gotta love Sarah Brightman. Who, of course, was Christine in Fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, let's see if I can find that song that you're talking about here. Menu. Oh, and of course, little known, there is a cameo by Joan Jett in the Blackhearts.
Oh yeah, she gets on stage and plays when the when Shiloh does her 17 song.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I heard that, I didn't like it. I don't know why. I guess because it's so.
Well, it was more punkish.
It's a punkish song out of a whole opera, and it was just it didn't fit. I don't know why. It just didn't fit at first. But the second time I watched it, it was...
Well, it's because the entire soundtrack of Repo is a goth... is a very heavy goth metal. And the 17 song is very punk. It's very... It's just very punk and just doesn't fit with the rest of the... just doesn't fit with the rest of the music.
No, but when you think about the context of what is going on when she is singing, she's trying to define herself and say that she's not fitting in,
mm-hmm.
because this is the way she is, and they're all wanting her to fit in a different way.
Okay, I thought you found your song here.
Well, you have to. This is one part of the movie everybody should at least watch. I mean, if you don't see nothing else in the movie, fast forward to where Blind Meg is at Shiloh's house.
All right, let's go ahead and turn this up here.
I saw you at the show. I thought I'd seen a ghost. Your resemblance is striking. You have your mother's eyes, her hair. I was told you died with her. All these years have come and gone. How do I put this? I'm your godmom.
State your business.
Business?
What do you want?
I want to finally meet you. Something real to cling to, leave you with the hope that you will go to all you're meant to, all I fail to. In you is a world of promise. We have both been kept in bondage, but you can learn from all my failures.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Or let them through the gate.
That either. A big risk.
A big fence.
A mistake.
A new friend.
How'd you do that?
Do what?
Do that. That I think.
These eyes can do more than see.
I know. I mean, I've seen you sing.
Where?
From my window. I can see the world from there. Name stars and constellations, count the cards and watch the seasons.
I wish we could have watched together.
I can't have guests.
Never?
Ever. If Dad found out that I'd been let out or that you'd been let in.
I should go then before I do. Promise me you won't.
Better that you don't.
Don't forget me.
Sheltered rose.
Best of all room
zoom.
To bloom outside her bedroom. Integrity, honesty, it's too late for me. Don't look back till you're free to chase the morning.
Let's chase the morning.
I liked it. I mean, it's real simple lyrics. It's chase the morning, yield for nothing. But I just love the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
All right, folks. You know what, folks? If you're on, if you subscribe to Netflix, they got it. They got it, and we recommend it. We love Rainbow.
That's just something really cool. When did that movie come out?
Oh, let's see here. I got the case. It was
the name of the movie, again, is just called Repo Talks. Repo?
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Right.
Let's see. 2008.
Really?
Yep.
It's slowly getting a following, you know.
It's becoming a cult favorite like the Rocky Horror was back in the 80s and 90s.
I can see why. I mean, I like it.
Okay, let's put that away there. All right.
If you forget, you can always ask me in game, too. But yeah, I would suggest you watch it, but watch it twice at least.
And if nothing else, during that Chase the Morning thing, now what you're talking about with Shiloh's mother singing.
She's in the hologram.
It's a holographic projection coming from Blind Mag's eyes. Watch her eyes. I don't know how closely you watched it, Liz, Elquin, but you can see the irises of the eyes focus in and out.
Really? I didn't see that. I'll have to watch it on my computer throw it in my DVD player and watch it up closer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also have repo-opera.com where you can actually see, you can get clips from it there.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have a YouTube channel with not only a few clips from Repo, they also have some of the other works that they've done too. So, it's good stuff. I like it. I approve.
Now we've been looking. You've been wanting a chainmail shirt, but not a real made shirt. You want one out of T-shirt.
Well, I wouldn't mind having a real chainmail shirt. Or actually, one of the sites I went to was, recommending for costume for stage productions and stuff. You can actually just cut a PVC pipe.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about it. I found that, too. According to the site...
But that's a lot of work.
When they made Lord of the Rings...
Mm-hmm, most of it was PVP. PVC.
The chainmail that they made, not for the close-up stuff, but the other stuff, was made out of PC pipe. They cut it the same width as it is thick, and used crazy glue to glue the rings together, and after it was glued together, then they spray-painted it.
Yep.
The thing is, having...
very time-consuming. Have you ever tried to cut PVC pipe?
No, but the guy had a saw and a little chute thing, and I mean, you know, he had it all set up where he would just move it and cut it, and move it and cut it, and move it and cut it.
Oh yeah, it's very time consuming. It's also very messy.
Well, he goes and explaining that he threw it in a bag and threw it in a dryer or something. He did some other things to it to get the rough edges off of it, and then on top of that, sanding them and.
Yeah, you were looking at the same side I was.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought, well, that would be one way of doing it.
Oh, yeah, if I had the time, I wouldn't mind doing something like that. Matter of fact, after Fanfare, I may do that. You know, make something for next year.
Yeah.
But this year, I think we may just go with your idea. Of the...
A crocheting.
Crocheting and then spray painting it.
I mean, it supposedly looks like chain mail.
Yeah.
Thing is,
she's coughing. Yes, indeed, she's coughing.
I'm still fighting a cold. Thing is, making it so it's not so unbearably hot.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a problem. I mean, we're going to Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, if I do cotton, some type of cotton thread, not really thick, but thick enough that. When I do it loosely, it'll still, you know, chain out for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we can play around with it and stuff. Too, and, you know, I found, you know, fabric, but they don't carry it anymore. It was Joanna's Fabric.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I
they
found
that. They have a chainmail fabric. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I found that in my searches a few days ago. Trust me, I searched for days before I put anything on Facebook.
Gotta use rug yarn.
Rug yarn.
That's not thick, isn't it?
Well, it's probably why you want to use it. That way it looks like chain.
Yeah, it's still going to be hot and heavy.
I don't know. It was just an idea. I mean, I'm not a really expert. I mean, it's not like I can get away with dressing like Jethel. I mean, there's no way I can pass for an elf. I'm a big guy. An ogre, maybe.
You still want to do the hill giant?
You know, and the more I think about it, and the more I think, you know what? We're going to be in the fucking desert.
Yeah?
I'm thinking maybe not. That's why I was thinking chain. Maybe I could just, you know, if not dress up as one of my characters, at least dress up. You know, a little bit.
And we're going to be in the hotel.
Yeah.
Two, you only wear that for the costume night.
No, I don't know. HUD wore his, you know, his little outfit, you know, for a while.
He wore it all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a big guy. I really don't think I want to be, you know, in a whole mess of stuff for very long anyway. But it's an idea. We're kicking it around. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I thought it was interesting the different, because I started researching too, going, okay, this has got to be, you know, maybe I can find a different angle on it.
Mm.
But it looks like we ran into the exact same sites.
Mm-hmm.
Cloth background, leather or metal, circles sewn on. Yeah, that's another way too. But then that looks kind of funny. You know, I can try doing a loose crochet and see what happens. You know, wouldn't hurt. I mean, I can crochet pretty fast once I remember
you know
how
to
do it.
Like I told you this afternoon, if you really want to, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious. Thing is to come up with something lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or we just keep looking for that chainmail type cloth.
Well, I'll leave it to you. If you really want to give it a try, you know, for yourself, you know, just to see if you can do it, go right ahead.
I wonder if we could come up with, like, a chainmail pattern and that we could carve onto, like, some tile. I've made these cards before. You take a tile block
and then you carve all away, and then you have the raised area and use that to make your cards with. Sort of a stamp. I wonder if we could make something like that that's a chainmail pattern and then imprint it on the shirt itself. Yeah, I was thinking silkscreen, but when you get into that, that's an awful lot of little cuts to do.
Yeah. But, you know, we're just thinking about it. We'll see.
So anyway, if you guys ever come across any ideas for making chainmail shirts, go ahead and send them into the show. You know, we can always kick them around on the air, too. Any ideas that you guys have?
Mm-hmm.
Could be photo-etched. Yeah. Possibly. Because I've done silk screening before, and that's an awful lot of cuts on that acetate stuff to try and get transferred over to the screen. And then you got to worry about the ink. No, I was thinking more like a rubber stamp, creating a stamp type situation.
Krissa from the Antonia Mail Service says, I want to see Jethel in a chainmail Speedo. Well, you may want to see Jethel in a chainmail Speedo. You probably don't want to see the player of Jethel in a chainmail Speedo. Oh, boy. That's yeah, it. Me and Delmon are going to go around the last day of the fanfare in chainmail Speedos. How's that? We will lose 90% of our audience.
Myth Zaris is telling me that a friend of his has made the chainmail armor with the pipe. They have also made armor for a necro LARP. So they have quite a few patterns. So I may hit him up later for patterns. There we go. There, he said it in channel. That's with the PCP pipe.
Alright.
And I don't know why, but True Fright is off playing Pax Nora.
Okay.
Oh, and Pax Nora is now on Facebook.
Well, why not?
Nero LARP.
What is a Nero LARP? I know what Nero? A LARP is, but what's a LARP? Nero LARP? Oh, yeah, there's something else I want to check here.
Now, the idea is to get him something that looks like chainmail. It isn't going to kill him to wear. even if we could create you a regular chainmail shirt, those things weigh 20 pounds, hon. Even out of the aluminum.
Oh, I know.
Couldn't believe that. I was reading up on it. I was thinking, oh, aluminum, that's light. No, 20 pounds. Oh, boy.
The lightest thing might be the PVC.
Yeah, that's why they used it for Lord of the Rings, for all the extras and stuff.
I have to check something, because I made an... have you upgraded to the newest version of Firefox?
I have no clue.
She has no clue. Because now they have what's called personas. Which is basically what they tried to do. They tried to do this with Internet Explorer a while ago. So you can have like a background for the top, for the toolbars.
Oh, really?
For the taskbar. Well, I made one for EverQuest, and it was approved today.
Really? Cool.
So you can go
for
to...
Firefox?
Yep, for Firefox. You can go to getpersonas.com. I'll type it out in the channel. I just wanted to make sure that you can actually search for it now, because you couldn't search for it this morning. But you can now. It's getpersonas.com. So it's getpersonas.com. That's if you have Firefox. It's not going to work with Internet Explorer. So getpersonas.com and then search for EverQuest. And I have one up there. It's called EverQuest 2 Parchment. Then if you have the latest version of Firefox, all you do is mouse over the thumbnail they have for it, you know, the little preview, and it'll pop right up on your, you know, it'll kind of install itself as a preview, and then you can click wear it to permanently install. I'm also going to make one for the guild, but I wanted to try this generic one first.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check.
So for Firefox, get personas.com and then search for EverQuest.
I don't know. Let me see.
But that's only if you have...
I know. I just updated it not too long ago.
Right. That's as long as you have Firefox 3.6 or higher.
I have 3.6.2.
There you go. You have the latest one.
I don't see anything in my, for personas. Do you have to go to the persona page?
Yes. Go to getpersonas.com and then do a search for EverQuest. That's what I said. Now, if you want to, you can also download an add-on. I can't remember what it's called now. But it's for a Persona's Gallery. It'll give you the instructions on how to make one. And it'll also let you browse the thousands of Personas they have available right now. There are 90...
Which is under?
Just search for EverQuest.
Oh, that looks nice.
It's just the EQ2 logo on a parchment background. You know, I just wanted to try something simple because, well, the graphic files that you upload for this, they got to be real small. So I didn't want to get too elaborate with them.
Okay, I switched. That's cool.
But yeah, I'm going to make one for the Legion of Kivikor, and I might make a few more for EverQuest and link them from the community forums.
So there you have it.
So, has everybody entered the Mr. and Ms. Norath contest going on the boards yet?
Yeah, there are a few people going on that.
Yeah, everybody needs to do it. It'd be fun.
It was up to 6 pages, I think, the last time I checked it out.
Last time it was 4, I looked. Wow. Yeah, you need to go to the community section of the forum and find the post about the Mr. and Ms. Contest. Need to take a full body screenshot. That's head to toe. I don't know how in the world people do it, but
you know, some people are doing it with just a the bust, chest up.
Yeah, but the majority on the page is the head to foot.
Yeah, there are 5 pages.
I tried, but I couldn't do it. I don't know. Is there a way to unlock the camera?
No.
Paper doll command. Oh, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Didn't think about using the paper doll.
But yeah, Elkin, Jenna, and Jethel are on the top of page 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Ms. Norath.
They're doing it for, yeah, I thought it was Tiny, too, but the, True Flight says there's a setting to unlock the cameras.
You can move the camera and you can make it further away. Let me get on the...
No, I want to unlock it from being centered on me. That's the reason why I can't get, you know, close enough to get, because it cuts my feet off.
Controls, view option.
I got it just below my knees.
There's near and far. Near and far, and then toward the bottom there, adjust third-person view to see beyond the character. And no, that moves you up and down a little bit.
Well, you can always get your friend to take a picture of you if you want. The size of the post or the picture cannot be any bigger than 600 pixels tall. 800 pixels wide.
Yeah, standard 800 by 600.
The rules and stuff are on the forum.
Yep. So they're all there. Hey, go ahead and how long are they running that contest for?
It's closing this week.
Oh, okay. So hurry up and get it done.
Let me see. Hang on, I'll look it up real fast.
In a world where they want full body shots of your character.
Vanity News, and then under Mr. and Ms. Norath. Ooh, it's up to 5 pages now. Let's see.
By the way, I have a question for you.
Yeah, while everything's loading.
Where do you hide my chocolate chip cookies?
On the counter in the way in the back. They're still here. They're taking entries. It started on the 24th of March. It will end April 7th at 10 a.m. What you need to do is title your submission, put your forum handle, your character name, race, gender, server, guild, outfit, or player association, and a small description of your character. You take it in JPEG or PNG. No bigger than 800 pixels width and 600 pixels high. And they will need to be able to, you know, download it. What are you doing?
Okay, so.
You are making electrical sounds.
I was just unplugging the TV. So, there you have it. Okay, well, we're coming up on time here. Wow, we actually went a full 2 hours tonight! And amazing. I didn't hit anything with a hammer!
You're getting so much better.
Bring me the hammer!
No. I think it's still up there anyway.
Is it? Oh yeah, here it is.
Oh god.
But I don't have anything up here I can hit. You know, not without pissing you off.
Yeah, so don't. Please.
Come here, Buddha! No.
Don't you dare!
I'm joking.
There's no Buddha up there anyway, is there? Oh yeah, there is.
No, what is this wooden thing?
It's a Buddha.
Okay, it's a Buddha.
Don't.
It is the Buddha.
The money Buddha.
Money Buddha? Wait a minute. That sounds wrong.
What?
Money Buddha.
Money Buddha.
Money.
Then, oh, now we can do that line from Repo.
Love Market.
No.
Zydrate comes in a little glass vial.
A little glass vial?
A little glass vial.
Yeah, it won't be too long before you'll memorize all of it.
That is a catchy song. All right, well, you got any shout-outs this week? Anyone you want to say hi to?
Everybody in the Legion of Kithikar and everybody in the Arcane Masters and...
I'm going to suck up to the Vagabonds.
Everybody in Soulfire and everybody in the Vagabond Knights.
That's right. Suck up to the Vagabonds, your new hunting buddies. Let's see how you are.
I do go hunting with them when I can. So I go hunting with them when I can.
I see how
when they're calling for an extra person and I fit, then I jump in and go, me? You want me? They always take me.
Oh, shoot. I got to line up some music here.
Huh? You got to line up some music.
Yeah, probably. I know. I can play my phone ringtones.
And a shout out to the Maiden's Fancy. I almost forgot. Sorry.
Yay, Maiden's Fancy.
Love the Maiden's Fancy.
They're actually moving from Nariak.
What?
They decide, well, it's not really by choice. They need a larger hall. I guess the guild's getting active and they need actual guild stuff along. Wow. And, you know, so I think they're going to designate like half the guild hall for the club and then the other half for their own guild stuff. But they're outgrowing the Tier 1 hall. So the only place they can go is Freeport.
Yeah.
Not much they can do about it.
And the Legacy of Honor.
Legacy of Honor.
See, that's what happens when I start giving shout-outs. I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. So, if you know me, and I know you, I'm shouting out to you personally right now.
Woo!
Put your hand on the monitor. Can you feel it? And a shout out to Brass.
Brass, we love Brass. Brass, how did your dinner with Delmon go? She was in the Boston area last week.
She ate Delmon? She had Delmon for dinner?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, how much Pepto did she have to have?
She went all Psycho Dwarf on him.
And Restoration. That's the one that has Lyra in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Restoration, for having Lyra in your guild.
Yes, for keeping Lyra out of other guilds. Thank you.
I didn't say that. Oh, my God. Oh, why was there no show today? Because Delmon was trying to play Noah.
Yes,
Delmon. He had a flood, and he
Delmon
was out
lives just
animals.
Yeah, Delmon just lives south of Boston. And the Boston area really got flooded out today. So he was floating.
Doing the duck paddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was playing,
or is that the dog paddle?
He was playing Noah, and I think he got two rats.
Probably.
Two rats, a couple of cockroaches, and a duck.
And a wet cat.
A wet cat. How about if I sorted everything alphabetically for once?
Really? So, like, are you going to hit 90 this week?
I have no idea. Maybe. We'll find out. Whatever. Don't wait for me. Just go ahead and do it. I don't care.
Oh, I guess I'll be going to the trade skill halls this week.
Yes, go ahead and do it. I don't care.
Yeah, but that was the principle. You always say I out-level you, so it was like, you know.
Whatever.
Now, if I end up in a whole group, then and it happens, okay.
Just
but other
do
than
it,
that,
whatever.
I'll just kind of kick back and
whatever.
Harvest gesture gardens. For crafting.
Just do what you're going to do. You can do what you can.
Oh, what did you do with the, did you take the wash basin thingy and the towels that Crema made you?
Yes.
I'll have to come see where you put them.
I haven't put them anywhere. They're in the bank.
Oh,
I'm not doing anything until the Hollis housing comes out.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I'm not going to set up a whole house and shit. And
this
then
was,
the
that
Hollis
was supposed to be for the hall.
Oh, for the hall. Oh,
yeah,
for the
hot tub room.
Oh, the towel racks. Yeah, I put them in. I put one of the towel racks in the steam room, and the other one over by the shower.
See, those towel racks come really in handy. That way, nobody's getting out dripping wet all over the hall. You don't know what it's like when you're running through the hall and you hit a wet spot.
Eek.
You slide from one end of that hall to the next. I mean, woo.
Okay. Well, it's time to go.
Where are we going?
I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to grab some chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies, as made by Santania.
Yummy.
All my cookies are gone because the kid helped me.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well. All right, folks, see you next week.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of Jelly Beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.